He was born originally in Colne in Lancashire, lived with his family in Dewsbury, and he decided he would make a career playing on the ocean liners. On the night of the disaster, he was asked to play music to try and calm people up until the end.
Wallace, as most musicians are, fiercely protective of his instruments. Do we know what happened to Wallace and then subsequently to his violin?
What we believe is that the music case was strapped to Wallace's chest. He puts the violin into the case, gets in the water, but he got into the water with every intention of being rescued.
I could see them. The musicians kept on playing until they were washed off the deck, all except one. Somehow he carried on playing an air of a hymn. The notes of this were the last thing I heard before I fell into the icy water.
The words of Paddy Dillon from Southampton, a trimmer on board Titanic, as spoken by an actor. Wallace's was one of 306 bodies recovered by the cutter Mackay Bennett 10 days after the liner sank. The victim's personal artifacts were recorded and eventually returned to the next of kin.
Mr. Albion Hartley, Wallace's father, receives it. He then passes it on to Miss Mariah Robinson. Now, Miss Robinson was Wallace's fiancée, and the violin has a small silver plaque on the bottom of it, which says, "To Wallace, on the occasion of our engagement, Mariah." So the violin was very special to him and very special to her.
After Miss Robinson died in 1939, the damaged instrument was passed to the Salvation Army in Yorkshire, where an attempt to repair it was carried out. The violin was left in the care of a Salvationist until her death, when it was later discovered by her son around 10 years ago. The question is, was it really Wallace Hartley's?
From 2006... there were thousands of man hours spent. I mean, I've been to New York, I've been to Nova Scotia. We had a marvellous young lady spend a fortnight mucking around in the British Library newspaper archives. We've had science reports. We've had so many reports, and so many people have done so much work. But final pieces of the jigsaw weren't there. But each year, as each test came on, it got stronger and stronger and stronger. I get annoyed with people who are sceptical because they don't know the work and the thoroughness that's gone into things. But I think now 99% of people are convinced.
Well, the appetite for Titanic-related artifacts hasn't waned 101 years after the great liner's loss. Over 300,000 people saw the violin when it was displayed recently in the United States. So what are Alan's hopes for the instrument's future?
My dream would either go to Dewsbury or Belfast. Belfast has the facilities for it, maybe Dewsbury doesn't. I'd like it to be taken by whoever buys it and put it on exhibition, but somewhere where people can see it, and preferably for free.